As the British Petroleum drilling rig spill continues to release nearly 5,000 barrels of crude oil a day, wreaking havoc in the Gulf of Mexico, frantic efforts are underway to contain it. 30% of U.S. domestic oil comes from the Gulf of Mexico, most of it from deepwater wells, now that the oil closer to shore has mostly been depleted. The offshore oil and gas industry employs 35,000 workers. Evidence is mounting that BP cut corners to continue production instead of addressing emerging safety issues. Though redundancy was supposed to be built into the system to guard against accidents, British Petroleum apparently chose not to install a deep water valve that could have sealed leaks in case of an accident. The area is also rich in natural gas, and one likely explanation for the explosion that claimed the lives of 11 workers on April 20th is that gas leaked into the concrete seal that Halliburton installed to encase the well in deep water. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with Kerry St. Pei, executive director of the Barataria Terrebonne National Estuary Program, covering the productive and fragile wetlands west of New Orleans. Pei previously worked for more than two decades as chief spill preventer in that region. He spoke by cell phone from the Incident Command Center in Houma, Louisiana, where he was assisting in the joint state-federal response to the disaster.
The absolute worst-case scenario is that this thing is spewing out oil at the rate of 5,000 barrels a day for 90 days. That's the time it would take them to drill a relief well. Oil would be pushed and moved around the Gulf in all directions in accordance with the wind and the currents. It's highly probable that oil would then impact and go inside in the internal estuaries into the Barataria Basin and to the Terrebonne Basin. These are very sensitive areas. That's the nurture grounds. That's where everything begins. All the marine resources, all the birds, everything is in abundance within the estuary. And that would be by far the worst case scenario.
People don't know how bad it's going to get, but do people there consider this a watershed moment, so to speak? I know it's a jobs issue, but maybe there could be other kinds of jobs without this kind of risk to both humans and the environment. And maybe we need to move away from fossil fuels. Is anybody talking about that?
Oh, are people talking about, potential environmental impacts? People are very angry. The fishermen are all angry because a large part of the affected area has been shut down from even fishing. All the boats are tied up in harbors. But, you know, there's questions as to how much safeguards were put in place by this drilling company. That's where the concern is right now. Nobody down here is talking about stopping the offshore drilling or production of oil and gas. People, unfortunately, do need oil and gas, for everything they do in life, powering, their cars, for example. But no one's saying that we shouldn't try to find a alternative fuel. But in the meantime, what are you going to do?
I wonder, just because the Cape Wind project was just approved off Nantucket in the North Atlantic, and it seems like similar conditions might be prevalent offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, is anyone there talking about developing a wind industry?
Yeah, people are talking about wind energy, but that won't replace oil and gas. What this event probably will do, most assuredly, it's going to import more safeguards, even more redundant safeguards than what were required prior to this.
Kerry St. Pei, do you hear a lot of people talking about just leaving the area, that this is kind of the last straw?
Well, I haven't heard talk about, regarding people moving. The people that fish, are married, so to speak, to the place. Fishing anywhere else in the United States, certainly not internal United States, so I wouldn't, foresee a lot of people moving out because of this incident. But I have seen a lot of anger, people, very confused and just angry that they're losing their livelihood and you know, wanting to do something, wanting to respond with placing booms out and caused a kind of a frenzy down here. People, you know, sometimes making some incredible accusations and are just really confused as to what can be done and what can't be done in cleaning up the soil. For instance, boom placement. There's people saying that the company isn't putting out enough boom. Well, the weather has been so bad down here that they can't even get the boom deployed. It's unsafe, plus the winds and seas are blowing the boom far onto land, so they aren't doing any good. And it's useless to place boom when it's not doing any good, when it's not even in the water. You know, so things like that, you know, the people that do this for a living do know what they're doing. And they're not putting boom out during rough seas because they're completely ineffective. So, you know, just fishermen see that and, they are understandably angry, but not justifiably angry.
That was Carrie St. Pay, head of the Barataria-Terrebonne National Estuary Program in the Louisiana Bayou. Call the program at area code 985-447-0868 or visit the group's website at btnep.org.